Many customers at a state-owned Pertamina gas station in Jakarta support the government's decision to end fuel subsidies. The cost of gasoline at the pump has only slightly increased because world oil prices have plummeted. But if prices rise significantly, some like Mika Kusuma will object.
I hope for the next future for our government better keep the law for our people.
Others like Erwin Suherwin are skeptical about letting the market set the price, especially while energy costs are decreasing, but food costs continue to rise.
It should be followed by the prices of goods going down too. The gas price is already down, but other prices are not. It's difficult for people to accept that.
Sales of new cars at the Auto 2000 Toyota dealership in East Jakarta have slowed recently. Branch manager Biusmal attributes the drop-off to public anxiety over the elimination of subsidies.
There's an impact from the subsidy cut, especially to the sales of vehicles with big engines like the 2000cc engine and above. But I believe this is just temporary. This decreased by about 10%.
In the long run, business leaders say President Widodo's decision to reduce subsidy expenses from more than 13% of the budget to 1% will significantly improve the economy. Sofian Wanandi was chairman of the Indonesian Employers Association before becoming an advisor to Vice President Yusuf Kalla.
We consider, as businessman is considering whether this is international and domestic, that he dared to make even difficult decisions, you know. But that is something good that we show that one by one that he's willing to do something good for the economy of this country, you know.
Wanandi says the government is using funds that were designated for subsidies to improve transportation and build new power plants to attract more international investment. And low-income residents are receiving increased benefits, such as highly subsidized care at government-run medical clinics and hospitals. So the president's bold move is paying dividends for both Indonesia's people and its economy as long as the price of oil remains low. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.